Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. Right now we're in a series called God Is, where we're looking at some characteristics of God and some stories from the Old Testament that reveal those characteristics to us. And this week in particular, we're talking about how God is powerful. To do that, we're going to read a story from the Old Testament where God showed his power in what would have seemed like a hopeless situation. It follows on from what we studied last week, where God had led the Israelites to the edge of the promised land. And there were some spies sent to check out the fortified, powerful city of Jericho. And the spies stayed there with a woman named Rahab, a prostitute who lived in the city walls, who protected them when the king's men came after them. And then those men went back to Joshua, the leader of the Israelites, and told him that, yes, there was a powerful fortified city there, but they could take it. They could do it. And obviously encouraged the people that, yes, now is the time. We can do this. Let's go. Now you can imagine after a rally cry like that, they might not run away like they did last time. They might be ready to just take up arms and run headfirst into an attack. But instead, what they did is they sat and waited for God's plan. Because God might have a different plan than running away or attacking, and he certainly did. Here's what happened next.
Now Jericho was shut up inside and outside because of the people of Israel. None went out, and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand, with its king and its mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all the men of war going around the city once. Thus shall you do for 6 days. 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. On the 7th day, you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And when they make a long blast with the ram's horns, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, then all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, everyone straight before him." So Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord." And he said to the people, "Go forward, march around the city, and let the armed men pass on before the Ark of the Lord."
Well, what a contrast we have here. We've got a ragtag group of people who've been wandering in the desert for 40 years after being slaves for hundreds of years, up against a powerful fortified city. And yet the fortified city has shut itself up, like castles did in the Middle Ages. They could shut themselves up when they were under siege with enough food and water inside to last as long as they felt they needed to, hoping that the opposing army would give up or would make themselves vulnerable in some way to attack from the fortified city. So we've got these two very different groups facing off against each other, one very powerful, one very weak. But because the city of Jericho is all closed up, means the Israelites can kind of take their time. And so what they do is they spend their time doing what their God said to do. They marched around the city. That's it. They marched around the city. Yes, on the one hand, that would be a display of power, a display that they weren't afraid. The people of Jericho might get that impression, but what's more is that God told them to do it, and that this is how God would show his power. The Israelites tried to just attack a city like Jericho, they would probably die. They simply couldn't fight a defended, fortified city like this. They would have had very few weapons, they would have had very few resources. They didn't have much hope, except hope in their God and how powerful he was. And that's exactly what saved them. So Joshua ordered for the Ark of the Covenant to lead the people around the city of Jericho, just like God had said. And the Ark of the Covenant was a great thing to lead them, because inside were those broken tablets of the Ten Commandments, a visible sign for this people that they were a broken, messed up people who broke God's laws the minute he gave them. and yet who were still God's people, meant to live in a relationship with him under his laws. They were broken, they were a messed up people with no hope against Jericho, but they had a God who did have a hope against Jericho, who had promised them that those walls would fall down if they simply did what he said. So they did it. Finally, the Israelites do something that God says. We'll see what happened next tomorrow. But in the meantime, here's a question for you to discuss with some friends, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else in your life who can watch the videos or listen to the podcasts on the same days as you. And whenever you find yourselves together on the train or bus or in the neighborhood, you can discuss what you've been learning. How do you react to this plan that God gave the people? Would it seem reasonable to you? Would you have followed through? Where would your skepticism have come from? Well, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.